now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to enjoy today's program. We're going to talk about emotions. We're going to talk about emotions. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we all have is that we're too emotional. Now, if you look very carefully, or you don't even have to look carefully, but if you just stop to consider for a moment, people who have been diagnosed with various mental issues, someone who's diagnosed as being bipolar, or you know, having oppositional disorder or syndrome, or someone who has anxiety, some kind of an anxiety disorder, you know, all those different things. It all happens to be emotions, doesn't it? Emotional problems. People are on an emotional roller coaster. Or how about depression? Major depression, minor depression. We're talking about emotions. Somehow, these people are on a roller coaster ride with their emotions. Now, if they could learn not to be so emotional, not by, and I'm not talking about taking drugs to become like a zombie, or to be controlled by the drugs. I'm not talking about that. And I'm not talking about people who you know, grit their teeth and repress or suppress their emotions. You know, which a lot of us do, don't we? We become angry, but, you know, you can't go out in public and act angrily, or you can't tell your boss off, so you just, you know, grit your teeth and bite your lip and you don't say anything, but underneath you're angry. You see what I mean? Now, I'm not talking about that either. Nor am I talking about running away, you know, running away from your family or from your wife who irritates you, or your husband who you resent. I'm not talking about quitting your job or leaving and going to another town, avoiding responsibility or avoiding, I'm not talking about that. See, so, and I'm not talking about smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol or, you know, just going out and partying, listening to music all the time, or hiding in pleasures. I'm not talking about any of those. So you say, well, how then if can a person control their emotions if they're not repressing and suppressing, they're not running away, they're not self-medicating, they're not smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol, they're not taking antidepressants or antipsychotics or anticonvulsants or mood stabilizers, and they haven't run away, see, then how can they control their emotions? Well, I say that it's very possible. I say that it's very, 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 very possible to do so. You just need a little help. You need a little explanation, a little understanding, a little technique, okay? And you need perhaps a little attitude adjustment. A little attitude adjustment with some explanation. See, let me give you an example. This is a little, maybe this is like coming out of left field, but I think it's a good example, so that you can see how it's possible that you could actually control your emotions. You may not think that you can. See, right now you may not believe that you can, because you've always gotten upset. See, you've always gotten angry. Or you've thrown in the towel, see, or you've gotten frustrated, and you've always looked to someone else, or something else, to a substance or whatever, to help you control your emotions, or the symptoms. See, we get upset, and then we want symptom relief. See? Now, the other thing, before I give you my example, is a lot of people are struggling with negative thoughts. You know, their mind is racing, or they have negative thoughts, or they hear voices telling negative things, you know, that sort of thing. Well, just bear in mind that thoughts are driven by emotions. So once again, if you could control your emotions, then the thoughts would diminish. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking about some very important things here. We're talking about learning to control your emotions. And if you heard the announcement, I was talking about learning how not to be so reactive to stress. See, now that's where your emotions come from. They come from reacting. See, you react and get angry. You react and get upset. You react and get frustrated. See? Situations make you react. They make you nervous. They make you anxious. They make you this. They make you that. See, so there's reacting. So that's another part of it. But let's get back now to the example that and then I said that the negative thoughts that we have. See, the negative thoughts are in large part fueled by emotions. Now I'm not going to talk about where these thoughts originate from right now. But I am going to just say that they are fueled by, sustained by, emotions. So if you weren't emotional, if you were calm, neutral, objective, dispassionate, then those negative thoughts, they might still approach. They might still make their approach and say negative things to you, but without the emotions to fuel them, well, you could just observe them as being negative thoughts. You know, being negative. You could just watch them without struggling with them, without believing them, see, without having anything to do with them other than just watching, and they would diminish. But what happens now is that you make the mistake of struggling with them, see, struggling and struggling and struggling until you feel like giving in. All right, now let me give you the little example that I was going to give you, because it's a good example so that you can see. See, as I said, you may think now, because of a lifetime of failure, a lifetime of getting upset, of getting impatient, see, saying to yourself, I'm not going to resent my wife, I'm not going to let, she's not going to irritate me, I'm not going to get angry at her, and then lo and behold, she irritates you and you become upset and angry. Or you say, I'm not going to resent my husband, he's not that bad of a guy, I'm not going to resent him, but then he does something or says something and then he makes you resent him and judge him. See? I'm not going to be impatient with my kids, you say, and then they come, Mommy, 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 and then all of a sudden there you are, there's that impatience, see? You get upset at work, but then the boss comes with some extra work and you get upset. See? Then you go out in traffic and then there's traffic and people in front of you and all these things, they all upset you. So you're going to have to learn some very basic things. You need to have some very basic training. Back to basics. But first I want to convince you that you can control your emotions. So let me give you a little example. If somebody came up to you and they just came up to you and they slapped you, well, what you probably would become angry. You'd become very angry. But suppose somebody came up to you and they said, look, we're making a Hollywood movie. You're going to be in a movie. And you're going to be an actor, and we have a scene here where I'm going to come up and I'm going to slap you. I won't slap you real hard, just a little bit. It will sting, but I'm not going to slap you hard. But I'm going to slap you. It's part of the movie. And then you'll be in the movie and you'll get paid for it and everything. So now you're prepared in advance, aren't you? You know what's coming. You're prepared. You know it's just a movie. And then he comes up and slaps you, and lo and behold, you don't get angry. See, you feel a little bit of pain, a little sting, but there's no hate. There's no anger. See? See how that works? All right. So now, can you see how, if you could somehow apply that same kind of a principle in your life, if you could apply that same principle in your life to things that people do and say, then, and not become angry at them, not resent them, can you see how immediately you would become calm and poised and sure, you'd still have some residual emotion from conditioning, but it would gradually diminish. You'd become very calm, very poised, very gracious, a lot of wonderful things, right? Just the way you've always wanted to be, and courageous. Well, look, I'll give you a couple of little examples. Now, these are not examples. These are actually true principles. What I'm going to do now is give you some true principles that you can apply in your life to help you to control your emotions. Without painful suppression and repression, and without drugs, and without marijuana, and without alcohol, and without having to run away and escape. Now, let's take, for example, the people around you. For example, let's take your mom or your dad. Now, undoubtedly, when you were a child, you resented your mom or your dad, or you probably resented both of them for their failings. See, mom, maybe she was sick all the time, or she yelled at you, she said you were no good, she nagged you. See? Maybe. And your dad, well, he was either a wimp, see, let everybody walk all over him and let people get away with stuff. He was just a wimp, he wasn't there for you. Or he was violent, you know, he had a temper, he'd become angry, and see, that sort of thing. So he was either violent or a wimp, and you resented him for that, okay? So you resent your mom, you resent your dad. Now, let's say here you are years later. You're a parent, and here come your children. Now, all of a sudden, you discover that you're just like your mom. You're just like your dad. See? Some things happen, and you become angry and impatient. Before you know it, you become very impatient with your kids, and you yell at them. You say that you yell at them just as your parents had yelled at you. See, or now you're like your dad. You don't know how to handle your wife. See, you escape. You reach for the bottle, or you just go out in the garage and work and hide, and you're kind of a wimp. Everybody walks all over you, and you suppress your anger underneath your angry. See, just like your dad. So now the point that I'm getting at is now that you are walking in their moccasins, you can see what it was like to be them. So now you can forgive them because you see that they were not deliberately being cruel to you. They weren't deliberately being neglectful of you. See, they weren't deliberately failing you. They were probably doing the best they could, but, you know, someone had been cruel to them. Someone had hurt them, and they had been destroyed, and then they didn't have those wonderful, noble qualities that you needed. They didn't have it. You just didn't have it. See? So if you can see all of that, if you can see that they weren't deliberately being cruel, they couldn't help themselves, they couldn't stop themselves any more than you can stop yourself now. See? Your mom came unglued, now you can't stop yourself from becoming unglued. So now you can forgive your mom. You see what I mean? So now you won't hate your mom anymore. You won't hate your dad anymore. You won't hate people like your mom. You won't hate people like your dad. Your life will be so much more beautiful. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show. We're talking about something very important, how to control your emotions without painful suppression and repression, without drugs, without alcohol, without marijuana, without running away and hiding, without putting on rose-colored glasses and everything is wonderful. See? And I said at the very beginning that if you look at people that have serious issues, or, for example, look, well, like I said, people that have that go into extreme states, people that are diagnosed with significant issues, often it most of the time it's because of emotions. If they weren't emotional, if they weren't all angry, nervous, fearful, upset, depressed, see, they'd be okay. But they get all upset, all angry, all nervous, all worried, all hateful, all rageful, whatever. And then those kinds of emotions fuel and support negative thinking and the negative thoughts. The very negative and dark thoughts that come to them then are further, they get upset at those. See what I mean? So it becomes a vicious circle. So I'm saying if you could learn to start to calm down. See, the problem is, you go out in the world, you get upset, and then one thing leads to another. The more upset you get, then you get angry at yourself. You get angry at yourself for being upset. And the more angry you get, the more upset. So it's like a little hole in your boat. You have a little hole in your boat, and the water starts pouring in. You start bailing, but before you know, it comes in more and more and more and more, and then before you can't bail it all out. So it's like that. So what you need to do is to plug the hole in your boat. See, so that you can go out in the world and not become upset, not become angry, not become resentful. See, then you'll be so much better off. You'll begin to have control. Now, do you see how remember what I said about your mom or your dad, how they failed you and you hated them, you resented them? See? And then I gave you the example of how now maybe you are, see yourself as being like them, whether you want to admit it or not, but you see yourself as being like them. So now you realize, you know what it's like to be them now. You know they weren't deliberately being cruel to you or neglecting you. They couldn't stop themselves. They were out of control. They didn't have love. Nobody loved them. See what I mean? Now you understand. So now you don't have to hate them anymore. See how nice that is? All right. So now you can see that you judge them harshly. See, you judge them as being deliberately cruel, deliberately mean, deliberately hurting you, neglecting you, rejecting you, see? Now you see, maybe you were wrong. Maybe they weren't doing it deliberately. Even as you are not doing it deliberately to other people either. See, you go out in the world and you're all selfish, you feel sorry for yourself, and so on and so forth. You may be not there for your kids, or in your self-centeredness, you are rude or inconsiderate to someone else. You don't even realize it. See? All right. So now, if you can see that you've always what you've always wanted is you wanted someone to support your ego, someone to make you feel good, tell you that you're wonderful, and you expected everybody else to kind of cater to you in a way. Even when you were a little kid, you wanted to be a king or a queen. And see, when it didn't happen, when the other kids didn't like you, or you weren't invited to the prom, or you weren't picked for the team, or they didn't tell you that you were doing a good job, or whatever, see, then you hated them. You resented them. See? And if other people had something good, then you were jealous of them. Well, these are very negative thing. So now can you see why, for example, in the Bible it taught about forgiving, and by forgiving they mean don't hate people. Don't hate them in the first place. Don't resent them in the first place. Let it go. Make it unimportant. See? And all of these negative things will start to go bye-bye. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show, a very important program. I'm talking about controlling your emotions. This could be the most important program you'll ever hear. So you better, you better listen to it. You are listening to it. You might want to listen to it again. You can go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or CoachRoland.com. That's the easiest one to remember for, CoachRoland. CoachRoland. CoachRoland.com. See how easy that is? Then when you go there, you can click on Radio Log. You'll see all the past programs, including this one, and you can click on Listen to It Again. Okay. Now, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so that's very important, to learn to control your emotions. Now, can you see now how being more forgiving, for example, permits you to go out in the world and see people making mistakes and not hating them for it? See people like your mom or like your dad or like your brother who was cruel to you, or like some teacher that was mean to you or whatever, but not hating them anymore. If they're doing something wrong, just see that they're doing something wrong, but don't hate them for it. If they're making an error, just see that they're making an error and don't hate them for it. But now you'll also see that when you were very negative, when you were hateful, when you were resentful and judgmental, you judge people harshly. Remember how I said you thought they were deliberately being cruel to you or something? But now you can see that maybe they weren't. See, you judge them harshly, probably you judge them wrongly. They weren't deliberately being cruel to you or mean to you, they were so lost in their own world, in their own problems, see, in their own emotions. They were unaware. They were unaware of the harm they were doing or what was coming through them. See? All right. Just as you are unaware of some of the things that you do wrong. Haven't you noticed that you go out in the world and say things and do things and later, and then it seems to backfire and you wonder why? Well, you weren't very aware either. You didn't get it quite right either. So now if you can see all of that, you can learn to not judge people harshly, and while you're at it, don't hate yourself either. Now the other thing I want to mention is conscience. We're talking about controlling emotions. We're talking about controlling emotions without painful repression or suppression, without drugs, without self-medicating, without marijuana and alcohol and so on. We're talking about self-control. Remember I gave the example that if someone came up to you and slapped you, you'd become angry or hurt. But if someone told you they were making a movie and they were going to slap you as part of the movie and you were being filmed and then you'd be in the movie, then if they came up and slapped you, you wouldn't mind because you were an actress or an actor in the movie. See? Because you were prepared. Now, if I say to you that, if you go out in the world, you'll see a lot of people. See, people have been hurt. They come from dysfunctional families. See, they come from at-risk places. See, they come from a war zone. They come from a lot of things that went wrong. They didn't have a good mom maybe they had a good mom, but they probably didn't have a good dad. Didn't have a good dad. He wasn't there for them. See? And so they're kind of like lost sheep. and they're doing the best they can, but they make a lot of mistakes. They're unaware. A lot of them are unaware. So now you have to make allowances for people. You have to see that that's the case. They're not deliberately being cruel. They're dealing with issues. They're dealing with baggage from the past. They're dealing with trauma. See? Just as you have been. So now you must make allowances. Don't hate them. Hey, don't judge them harshly. Don't hate them. Just have more of a neutral attitude. Don't feel sorry for them either. Just have a kind of a calm, kind of a compassion for them, but not hate. Okay? All right.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, look what's happened. I've run out of time again. I was going to talk about conscience, which is from God. That's your intuition. That's what you know in your heart. See? Well, I haven't had time to talk about conscience. You can get some of my books or read my articles. You'll read about conscience. You'll read about intuition. You'll read about becoming a friend of God. And you need to get the meditation that I have, because it teaches you how to stand back and have a more neutral attitude toward people, places, things. So you can stand back and observe your own thoughts, observe emotions without reacting to them, without adding another layer of emotion, another layer of reaction. See? You'll begin to calm down and life will become beautiful.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.